Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The drought remains over here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Remains over.
It will take a long time for the drought to catch up. Drought's got to kick it in high gear. Wow, we took some rain on.
Bill
had to be a couple inches.
Yeah, I didn't hear the storm this morning. I usually wake up for a big thunderstorms. I guess I didn't hear that. Apparently, you said between two and four a.m. I didn't hear it at all.
I don't know. I don't know what time it was. All I know that Sugar was very alert.
Did you say
2 yeah. and 4 a.m.?
Yeah, 2 and 4 a.m.
I did not wake up.
Didn't you? That's amazing.
I agree. I wake up to everything.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I don't recall hearing the storm this
morning. It was beautiful.
It was really calming. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was calming.
Some wind came up. Because we have in the bedroom there, Sugar sleeps in the bedroom with us. And that's where her kennel is at. And sometimes she gets out of the kennel, and sometimes she ends up on the bed.
Well, yeah,
that happens sometimes.
She's a dog.
But anyway, we have the window open because Sugar likes it a little cooler in there. She wants the temperature down. She's kind of a polar bear. Oh. And so the window was open, and so that I got the full effect of what was coming.
Yeah, it was over two inches.
Yeah.
Two inches.
Over two. Yeah, Greg.
Yeah.
Over. Yeah, his rain gauge, I think he said 2.25.
It was insane.
Over two is
drought's
a lot.
Over.
Oh man, my thing just kicked on, Jake.
What kicked on?
The sound. Wow.
What? You can hear now?
Yeah.
You couldn't hear before.
Popped your ears.
I'm glad you can. Up. Good to see you can hear now.
Just kicked on. That was weird. 2.25. Two and a quarter, but it'll be clear by 8.
I didn't notice like a bunch of tree limbs down at all. Usually with this kind of, if a big thunderstorm, you see limbs down. My drive was pretty clear this morning besides big puddles.
Yeah, there was some good wind, but it wasn't ridiculous.
I don't think it was a thunderstorm per se.
Then by the time it came out this morning, it was still raining really hard. That was just a nice calming rain.
Yes. 100. Now, it'll be, when we leave the ticket today, me and Bill, it'll be... I'm not saying it'll be perfectly blue sky, but it will not be raining. It'll be
that's your weather report.
Yeah, I'd say by 7:30 we'll be out of it.
Doppler Steve,
Doppler's. Yeah. He's got a lot of nicknames right now. Like
the Doppler Steve,
604.
Doppler Steve, I like that.
Second.
You know, there was big news last night here in Lincoln. Not just the storm. There was a storm in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Night.
There was a sip at Haymarket Park, Hawks Field.
Yeah.
I've got some audio for you. This was the final pitch of the game yesterday.
Wow.
Nebraska and Kansas State.
Here comes his 107th pitch. Swing and a miss! Jackson Brockett, write your name in the record books. Nebraska's first individual no-hitter since 1954.
Yeah, that's right. 1954, the last time Nebraska had a no-hitter. Jackson Brockett, 8-0, Huskers beat Kansas State, 12 strikeouts, no hitter last night.
How about that for a bounce back from a loss to Creighton the night before?
It's incredible.
It's pretty awesome.
Kansas State was 35 in the RPI.
You don't hear about no-hitters in college baseball very often. They don't go the distance, typically.
Right.
So I was just going to say, what I'm very, very proud of is that it wasn't seventh inning like that. Well, pitch count says you're done. It's like, no, we're pitching. I like that.
Nine-inning no-no.
Yeah.
A nine-inning solo no-no.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Nine-inning solo no-no. You don't see that in college. You don't see that. That's children.
You don't see guys go 107 pitches very often either. But that's because this is meaningful at this point. This was for a purpose, and it ended up working out for Nebraska.
107 is efficient for nine. That's really efficient. I mean,
what I like is this. So this is someone you think that as the game goes on, you're going to get a little more tired. He strikes out the final two batters. Struck him out. Velocity was still very high for Jackson Brock at end of the game. So kudos to Nebraska baseball and Jackson Brock. First no-hitter since 1954.
Needed it.
Nebraska baseball.
Needed it. They were not playing well in the... I mean, they were 3-6 in the midweek. Now they're obviously 4-6 in the midweek. In fact, they had lost 5 straight midweek games. So that's good. I mean, they're going to make... they're an NCAA tournament team right now. I don't know if the regional hosting a regional, maybe that is... that ship has sailed, but they look like an NCAA tournament team. They're a game out of first in the Big Ten.
They need a little spark in the midweek, and that might have helped going forward. Yeah.
A little spark.
Purdue and Illinois are first in the league. Nebraska's in a group in second. They're in good shape. They're going to Minnesota this weekend now. Minnesota's 6-9 in the league. Why do I know all this?
Because you're a baseball expert over there.
Yeah, I'm like Peter Gammon.
Steve Gammon.
Is Gammon still alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
Yeah, still alive, yes.
He's still alive. Okay. So, shout out to Nebraska baseball, Jackson Brock, and no-hitter. Anything else, Bill, Noah, for idle chit-chat?
I got nothing.
Idle chit-chat. I got admonished at Planet Fitness last night for the first time.
Admonished?
Well, I got a stink eye. I got a stink eye from you in the morning.
Side-eye stink eye.
What was that all about?
I wasn't even trying.
Why was he doing that?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, yeah. It was. It was just like this. It was like the side-eye.
I'm not trying to do that again.
I was not intentional.
So what happened?
I shouldn't open up this can of worms because I can't. Bill could make this guy's face. I can't do it. Ooh.
So what were you doing? Were you doing something?
There was a guy doing his...
Were you doing triceps?
No. That's a good question, though. It is. You're asking good questions. He was doing leg extensions, this man.
This man was.
Probably my age, your age.
Yeah. And you were spotting him?
No. I walked in a manner that... I clipped his leg extension, and instead of him saying, you're cool, it's fine, he gave me a major league stink eye.
Really?
Yeah, the first time I've ever experienced that at Planet Fitness. So I was like, whoa, okay. I didn't say anything. I just walked on.
You didn't respond back at all with a face?
I just said, that's cool. It's good. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. I was just right in the middle of his leg extension. I wasn't looking.
Why were you walking so close?
I couldn't
close
imagine being that close to being to a leg extension.
Well, if you saw the configuration, you'd get it. There's rows of equipment, and I just ducked between rows and hit him. You know, I just didn't see the extension went up.
So you were checked out then?
A little bit.
A little checked out. I was zoning out.
Looking at my phone.
Yeah.
Were you looking at your phone?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Typical.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Planet Fitness. Was fine.
I got one the other day too. Where you generally
at the gym?
There is a code that is just usually universal, where if something's not being used and you walk up and somebody else like you're using it, what do you always say? No, just work in. You're fine. Just work like that. So wasn't being used. Tricep extension. I walk up and guy from distance. He's over another machine. Goes, I'm using that. And I looked at him like, are you? He's on another machine. He looked over. He goes, I'm using that. In my face, I was just, to this day, I still see him. I still give that look, kind of like, I don't know what that was.
That's amazing.
I just stopped and went to a different machine and do whatever.
Yeah.
But usually it's always 100%. There's one thing you say, first of all, there's no one on it. And if he comes up, the person always says, don't worry about it. Just jump in, whatever. And here's the thing also, I don't jump in with anybody. If it's being used, I just stay. I just do something else. I don't care.
Yeah, me, same. That's funny, though. I can't even imagine saying to somebody, no. That's me.
That's me. That's mine. Yeah. He was on a different machine. He was doing lat pull downs. He goes, I'm on that.
And I'm just like, really?
You're like, machine. You're like, yeah. You're not really. Yeah. You're on that machine.
Oh, boy. That's not good. Yeah. No, that's not good. Yeah. No, but Planet Fitness is an amazing place, Jake. It's an amazing place. Yeah, I told the front desk worker yesterday, I don't know how you guys do it. There's never any problems here. It's never. 2 years, no problem.
There's a small track up at the gym I go to, up by the weight area. And some person was like on a 5-lap walk. And I tried to get on the machine that was like over there. I was like, no. Same thing. I'm on. You've been walking for five laps. Yeah. You're not on this machine anymore. Yeah. No, you
don't get a hold of it.
I'll give once you maybe you one lap. The, once maybe
you, not even you that. When did you give the both hands up?
There it is.
There it was.
There it was.
I kind of gave that face too. So we've all had the experience recently of that.
Maybe there's tension or something. I don't. What's going on at these?
How do you claim a machine for 30 minutes basically? Besides maybe a treadmill.
Weightlifting machine. I don't see him all the time. We have someone on that he must read everything on his phone. Mm-hmm. Either he's on social media or he's just reading something. I've seen people just like have stuff they just download or whatever. But if he's on a machine, so he'll get like on the leg extension machine, do a set, then just read for 10 minutes.
Yep, half hour.
Then do a set. Yep. Then just read. I mean, doesn't get up off the machine for like 30 minutes.
Oh, amazing. I know that guy too.
I kind of walk by with this one kind of. I'll give them the look a little bit, like, what are we doing here?
And then the other thing we've talked about with the gym that's profound to me, how silent it is because everybody's got earbuds in. It is incredibly different than it used to be. It's just dead silence in the gym.
Yep.
I mean, there could be 50 people in there, and there is sometimes at Planet Fitness. Yep. And you walk in, and it's just dead silence. Nobody's talking. If there's – it's like communication, nonverbal. Like, yeah.
And you don't like that, or you do like that?
I don't know what I like. I don't know if I like it or dislike. It's just weird.
Yeah, there's no talking.
It's different.
Yeah,
I do, but I enjoy my gym that I go to. I bet that I fist bump at least 20 people.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of that.
Yeah, everybody's like, "There's like, hey Gary, hey boom, 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 boom," and everybody's in there.
Fitness isn't
say
like
hi
that.
To the people. I know the workers. Figure out what's going on with those guys.
Yeah, I know the workers, but I don't.
We don't talk in depth of anything. It's more just like. I'll check up on one little thing, boom, that's it, and I'm off and going.
Yeah.
I have headphones on, too. I'm listening to some sort. I listen to a podcast.
Do you?
That's what I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
What's that? I listen to Childers and Neuheisel.
Good job.
Yeah, I listen to Childers and Neuheisel. I enjoy that.
There's some good coffee talk for
I'm
you.
I'm impressed. Sparky. I mean, that people listen to our show when they're working out. I just can't imagine myself listening to...
The Ticket!
Or just talk radio when I'm working out. I appreciate those. I respect Maybe those who should... do, and I love that they do, but I would need some sort of...
Music.
I don't put headphones.
I'll flip over every now and then and be like, okay, I'm going to go music for a while. I'll do that.
I never do. Maybe we should be more motivational if people are listening when they're working out.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Finish don't that rep. Talking. You got this. You got this rep. Come on, finish it.
maybe not play a song one
week. Push through.
Don't play a song 1 week later that Civil had no knowledge of. It's an incredible song, Jake.
Maggie May. Back-to-back weeks.
You weren't here.
I wasn't here.
I was not here.
I said something like, we talked about this.
Apparently you were here. People are confirming that Sip was in the building when the song was played.
Talked about it. 1 week later, no knowledge of it. Just as blown away as he was a week earlier.
I think I gave it a similar score.
What if I played again next week? Would you respond the same way?
I don't know. Heyman will address this.
I will say this, that I did listen to it when I left the show yesterday. I put it on. I listened to it as I was driving. I go,
it's good. Never always sounds good.
Here's the difference. It gets better as the song goes on. The lyrics are better. Yeah. We didn't even catch the good lyrics. Yeah. They got better. Talked about making a living playing pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heyman maybe will play it again today.
He's Heyman. Not. He's got a different song today. Different
but he's
song.
In the 70s, right?
This is definitely 70s. 70s song.
It's got a chance. But he has a chance.
Got a chance.
We've been in the 70s all week.
Yeah. And how's it turned out?
Really good.
Pretty good
really
week good. Of scoring.
Josh is with us.
Yes.
Josh is with us. He has a stocking cap.
Josh told me he deleted 15,000 emails yesterday on his email because it couldn't take emails anymore. It was completely full. 15,000 emails in a day he got rid of. I'm proud of him.
That's a lot.
That's a pain in the butt.
All he was doing during the show yesterday was deleting.
delete.
Yeah. That's for 2 hours he deleted
about
emails.
15,000 of them.
That's something I'll do now on the plane.
Really?
Not delete, emails. Delete. I delete photos. Because I take so many stupid screenshots of stuff.
They're not dumb, Bill. You can't get rid of the screenshots. Come on.
So I'll go through. I'll start laughing. I was like, can't believe I kept this one. Yeah. So there's a lot of times
delete,
I live.
Delete. Yeah. Just
I
do so that. Your storage is okay.
But it could go for a whole flight. and still wouldn't get it done.
I don't think you could. Could you ever reach your full capacity on your phone with photos?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Really? Yeah, people always have to delete stuff on
their really?
Phone. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll file it.
Depends how much storage you have available. Okay. But like yes, absolutely, it happens. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Reminder, 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. If you haven't done it yet, call him at 402-440-6297. Okay, We talked about Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports, the other day with his wonderful lead about cicadas. Yep. When he was talking about Nebraska football and how they've been not very good for quite some time. 13 to 17 years, the cicadas who've been buried for might be curious what happened in Nebraska football. That was the lead the other day. Well, he might be, Sip, the new king of the offseason, right?
He has
Tom
been.
Fornelli.
He has been.
Very good for CBS Sports. Takes care of the slower months of May, June, and July.
Well, what's he do? He gives us discussion points.
Well, he was looking at some Big Ten overreactions post-spring ahead of the summer ahead and fall football. And he's got a couple things that I think make sense. He says for Ohio State, it's national title or bust. I would buy that.
I don't even think that's an overreaction. But here's the thing. He's just framing it up in a way. You know, I don't think you got to go too far to hammer him for any of this. He's just setting up a way to present his information.
For example, he has Iowa's overreaction. The Hawkeyes finally have a modern college football offense.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Coaching staffs make a point not to put too much on tape for opponents to see in spring games, but there was a sense that new Iowa offensive coordinator Tim Lester wanted to make sure Iowa fans knew he was not going to have the same offense that they've had the previous couple years. So
when was Iowa on?
I don't even know when their spring game was.
Was it on the Big Ten Network?
I don't know.
So I have no knowledge of it being on, because I'd like to have seen it. Because one thing I was taken back with was that the quarterback, their Michigan transfer, he didn't practice again.
Cade McNamara.
He's still out. He's not cleared until June.
Was not a full participant this spring.
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, he injured that, what, in August?
Yeah.
It was the first game.
In September.
Yeah, it might have hit September. Yeah,
early September.
Think about that injury. September.
ACL.
Still not going.
ACL. There was a lot in here. Jake, I thought the thing was, this was a good way for Bill, Jake, everybody, just to start learning now. This was a good entry point. It's fun. It's a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some things you don't know, Jake. I mean, I had no idea Illinois has a transfer left tackle from New Mexico that could be the best left tackle in the Big Ten.
J.C. Davis, his name.
Good job, Jake.
Did not know that. When I read that, could Illinois have the best offense live in the league? I'm like, I had no idea they even had a decent offensive line. Nor did I know that Purdue had a pass rush.
Just go team by team.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Just go team by team here.
So here's what Fernandez says, the overreactions for each team. Yes. He says Illinois could have the best offensive line in the conference.
Okay.
That's a potential overreaction, but it's something he's talking about.
I like
there.
It.
Indiana says, for Kurt Cignetti, who said, all I do is win.
Google me.
That
I will say this, when that comes up the week that the Huskers play, I want that play. We will lead every show day off with Google me. Google
me. He's in trouble because when they lose, people are going to be like, Google me.
Oh, yeah, Google me. Google that
you
game.
All right. Indiana says, it says, there aren't enough balls to go around for all the skill players on this offense.
How about that? The way I pondered this was in a very negative way. Is it possible that Indiana has better skill players than Nebraska?
They brought over.
Yes.
Remember, his
chances. Yes.
His JMU team was real.
JMU, James Madison. Madison.
Yes, and he brought a lot with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Louis.
Yeah. See, but they got four transfer running backs. I'm gonna turn their film on. Four transfer running backs. I don't know what that's gonna look like, but apparently they have a lot of skill. Keep going. I already did Iowa. Do Maryland.
Okay, Maryland.
Yes, do it.
The Terrapins still can't run the football.
Well, they averaged 3.7 per carry last year. That's not good. That's not good. I don't know, but they were pretty good, though. That's the thing. Maryland wasn't bad.
They're a bowl team.
They're a bowl team. They pushed
Nebraska
Michigan
here in Lincoln.
Pushed Michigan to the absolute limit while Nebraska was in Wisconsin. Yeah. Remember that game, watching in the hotel weight room? Maryland was pretty good.
I love
good.
A hotel weight room.
I know. I was the only one in there.
I love those. Yeah. It really is. And I walk into it, it's like, all right.
Yeah, there we go.
There's nothing better when you fob your way in or you're keying and there's no one else in there.
Yeah, 100.
You look around going, all right, get down.
We stayed, I don't remember the hotel. It had to be Marriott property. But it was an incredible weight room. Anyway, Michigan. Michigan, this is the greatest defense of all time. And where are they good, Bill?
Up front. I'll say this. When I watched the Michigan spring game, I was taken back by the quarterback play on just the lack of. And I still, on defense, I was like, whoa, they still got dudes. That was my takeaway from watching it.
Remember the names Mason Graham and Kenneth.
Or just Graham.
Yeah. Or Graham.
Still have problems.
Graham.
Kenneth Grant. And Kenneth Grant. And then they say Will Johnson could be Will Johnson could be the first corner selected.
Next year.
Yeah.
In the draft.
Wow.
So they're loaded on defense. They had 13 guys picked in the draft. So 13 NFL players no longer on the team.
And they still have a good team. Think about that.
You know, I'm thinking about it. They probably are a top five team in the Big Ten, right? Are they?
Yes.
Top five.
Yes.
Yes.
Who else?
Keep going.
Michigan State. Aiden Chiles is the chosen one. Aiden Chiles.
QB.
From Oregon State.
QB that came along with that new coach, Jonathan Smith.
That's right.
He was 7-14 in the spring game for 106, so not really
that's
good.
That's not that impressive.
But showed flashes, according to Fornelli.
I think that's going to be a tough one. I think they're going to struggle.
Michigan State.
Yeah, I don't see that going real well. But Jonathan Smith, really good. And nothing could look worse than what Michigan State looked. When you just watched that line, it was mind-boggling that were a Division I football team.
Oh, come on.
They would have finished somewhere 6th or 7th in the Mountain
West. They beat Nebraska.
That might be Nebraska's worst loss of the year. That was bad.
It was immensely disappointing.
It was horrible, yeah.
They would have finished 6th or 7th in the Mountain West.
This is fun, though. This is an entry point into the Big Ten. Minnesota. New name to learn, Bill. Get it, Jake.
Max Brosmer is the field general this team needs. He comes from New Hampshire.
Didn't he lead the FCS in, was it passing?
I believe
you're right. Possible.
Anyway, he was a very well-decorated player.
Yes, he was up for the Walter Payton Award.
Yes.
Which is what?
What's that? The Heisman.
Yes.
Of the FCS.
FCS.
Well done.
Doing well. This is good discussion.
Yes.
This is good. This is a, like I say, entry point into the offseason. Max Brosmer looks like the quarterback at Minnesota.
I think.
Coming from New Hampshire.
Right now, my take on Minnesota is because PJ Fleck always has some sort of a following, some sort of a vibe around him. I think now that it's went to one league, one giant 18-team league, I think they're sitting there going like, okay, we were always somewhat competitive, had a chance in the West, banging around, you know, like that. Now it's going to be like, no, we don't.
Now they're just lost in the pack.
There's a loss in the pack school.
But there's a lot of teams that might just get lost in the pack.
Yeah, when there's 18 teams and only the top two make it.
I mean, we cover one that could just get lost in the pack if we're not careful, right?
Okay. Absolutely.
They won't get lost in our pack, but they could get lost in the pack.
There's a lot of teams could just get all of a sudden it's like, hey, they're playing decent. How are they? They're 11th in the league.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're playing pretty good. Yeah. They're playing pretty decent.
Northwestern's not bad.
Yeah, bad. How are they doing?
11th.
11th, 12th. The look is going to look so different. Yeah, when you're not looking at both sides. 18. But at the same time, just flip it around, though, and just imagine what each conference championship game is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Last year would have been Ohio State and Michigan going at it again.
Don't tell me back to back weeks.
Don't tell me you're not going to watch that. Oh, you're going to watch that. Yeah, you're going to watch that.
Watch that. I'm telling you. I mean,
how about the SEC, whoever that's going to be? Schaefer, that's going to be two elite.
Schaefer doesn't like it when I say this for some reason, but Michigan-Ohio State's my favorite event of the sporting calendar. Michigan-Ohio State is my favorite event.
It's a good game every year. Well,
it's incredible. How intense was that game last year?
Yeah.
How intense was that?
It's incredible.
It was, every play seemed big to me. Like, you don't want to miss a play.
It's been a tradition for, I don't know, forever, but it's always the big noon. It's always an 11 a.m. East Coast, 12 o'clock kickoff. Always. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I wish that was the 2:30 game.
Now,
I wish it was the 2:30 game.
I'm totally okay with it. 100%.
100. Start his day off with it.
I'm not. I wish it was 2:30.
I am.
So are you telling me that if you could pick the start time, you would still pick?
I kind of like starting the day with it. Yeah. I like starting my day.
I wouldn't. It's the same thing. When you have a game here at Husker Stadium, Memorial Stadium, you don't want the 11 a.m. You don't want it. No, you don't.
Well, now,
you don't want to be like, hey, 9 o'clock and we're rolling in there.
Hold on. There's a factor game. You're not considering, and that is my life.
So you have to mow a yard afterwards. You have to mow a lawn.
Or watch football. Or walk bullet.
My life.
If it's at 2:30, it takes my whole day out. Like, I don't get done until 9 or 10.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. But
11 o'clock, I'm done at 5. I got football to watch.
Something to consider. Something. My life.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Nebraska.
Keep going. This is great.
Nebraska. Tom Fernelli says, there are too many elite quarterbacks.
Okay, that's his overreaction to Nebraska. He kind of missed fired on Nebraska.
That was a poor one. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like what he said there.
There are too many elite quarterbacks. Read it, Jake. Just read it.
Says the QB position was a disaster for the Huskers last year. Between Jeff Sims and Heinrich Harburg, Nebraska struggled to move the ball through the air and turn the ball over way too often.
Stop there real quick. For some reason, Purdy got a pass in this. I don't know. Between Jeff Sims and Heinrich Harburg, Chuba played. Keep going. Yeah.
The big story this offseason was the arrival of five-star phenom Dylan Raiola, but while Raiola has been crowned the team's quarterback of the future and carries the weight of an entire fan base on his shoulders, he may still have competition from Harburg. Both played well in Nebraska.
Didn't he just dog Harburg in the paragraph before?
He just did, yeah. Between Sims and Harburg.
Come on.
Which I'm not doubting, but I'm just saying I'm not following this.
He comments that both played well in Nebraska spring game. Raiola was 16-22 with 238 and two touchdowns, while Harburg was 8-13 for 163 and two scores of his own. So, yeah, you're right, Bill. In the same paragraph, he dogs Harburg and praises Harburg. I thought it was his worst one of all of the 18 teams on here.
He misread Nebraska by labeling Harburg an elite quarterback. Now, he said that's an overreaction, but I don't think there's anybody in the fan base overreacting and saying that Heinrich is an elite quarterback.
No, he misfired in that one.
Yeah, that was a misfire.
That was Spinelli's worst of all 18. And it's too bad it's ours.
And it doesn't have to be. We don't have to be overly critical of him. You can't expect him to know everything. He's writing from a 30,000-foot view.
Yeah.
This is just, I'm going to say it the fourth time. It's an entry point. Keep going.
Northwestern's title is the Wildcats don't have a quarterback.
That's going to be an interesting season.
Sullivan's gone. Ben Bryant is gone. Ryan Helinski, Jack Lausch, and Aiden Gray, the quarterbacks on that roster.
And they're not on a heater right now going like, well, we have a lot of access to some really good quarterbacks in the portal to come to Northwestern. Mm-mm. No, not. First of all, they really don't want to go to Northwestern. Mm-mm. And B, that's still a school like a Stanford where you don't just come waltzing in.
Because of academics.
You don't just come waltzing in. It's like, no, that's not how it works here.
No.
And also, where are you playing at? They're putting up portable stands on the practice field. That's where the games will be played.
That's an incredible story. By the way, Helinski, you remember, Jake, Bill, you coordinated against him. He was their, you were on the staff, obviously, in Ireland. He was the starter in Ireland, Helinski. Yeah. Lost his job eventually.
He did.
Jack Lausch is a runner. I know that about Lausch. He would come in and run the ball. I don't know anything about Aiden Gray. But, God, they're...
My statement from earlier will still stand.
What's that?
Northwestern will have a horrible year.
Now, wait a second. They won 8 last year.
4. Give me a schedule, Jake.
Ooh. 4.
Jake can do it.
They're going to 4.
I'm going to 4. I'm going to 4.
Yeah, we got time.
You never know who that is. I'm not sure. I'm saying that just no matter who they're playing.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Northwestern.
Let's see if we can get four.
Begins their season at home against Miami of Ohio.
Okay, tough win.
Yeah, give them it, though. Give them
Whoa. I don't know if you do.
Well,
That's a coin flip.
Let's say close.
Miami of Ohio had a really good year last year.
Okay,
go ahead.
Then they'll host Duke, who new head coach. The quarterback's gone. Leonard's to Notre Dame now.
Yeah. I'm giving them a loss there.
Okay.
Then they'll host Eastern Illinois.
Give them two wins.
Then they head to Washington.
No, they're not beating Washington.
They host a fired up Indiana squad, new head coach with Google
Probably
Me.
Probably Indiana. Yeah, Google Me.
Google Me. Head to Maryland.
Nope.
Home against Wisconsin.
Nope.
At Iowa.
Nope.
At Purdue, possible.
Hang in there. Bang around.
Bang around. Get that one. Get it. Get that one.
Okay.
Then they've got Murderers Row 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. They host Ohio State, and they head to Michigan back-to-back weeks.
That'll be fun.
In November.
In November.
And then they close with Illinois at home. I think they could get to four.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Five, maybe.
And also, there's a chance to go 0-2 out of the gate.
Yeah.
There's a chance.
And if they do, they're never getting to four.
No. Then you look at, do you get two?
Okay.
And then they're like, do we put up more stands on the practice field or less? Take down the end zone seats in the practice field.
I got to tell you something. If I was a commissioner of the Big Ten, I wouldn't be thrilled about that setup. This is what you're doing? You're setting up stands? There's nowhere you can go play?
They had a play. They were going someplace, what, 45 minutes north? They had a place to play. They had a place they were going to play.
This is what you're doing? Yeah. If I was a commissioner, I'd say, this is the Big Ten. Yeah. This is the Big Ten Conference.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they're hosting Ohio State. Ohio State with portable stands. Ohio State Buckeyes fans.
So it probably seats
in late November.
Probably seats 22,000, and Ohio State will have 21,000.
Well, okay, now if it seats 22,000, I'm okay with it.
It does. It's set up like the waste management. That's the golf tournament.
Okay, I can handle that. That's all right.
I've also got concerns about just safety.
Yeah.
Just portable, just all of a sudden we're stacking people on top of people. This has just disaster potential.
Again, I go back to the commissioner. If it's that, if it's 22, I was thinking you're talking about like six or two.
No, it's going to be like in the 20s. Okay. Or something. But anyway.
I keep going. Ohio State,
national title or bust. Who would push back on that?
That's not overreaction. They are loaded.
Yeah, that's exactly what this says.
I would say, I thought this the other day, the quarterback who departed that came here to Nebraska on a trip.
Kyle McCord.
Ended up at Syracuse. I think right now would clearly be their starting quarterback at Ohio State.
Beat out Will Howard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
You think? Well, yes, absolutely. He would be the starting quarterback. Will Howard didn't win the job in the spring.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
It's still going.
And really,
he's the favorite.
And people loved McCord. His teammates did.
I loved him.
They loved him.
And I liked him.
He would still be their starting quarterback.
I liked McCord.
Instead, they got into a beef, stormed out of the office, and now he's at Syracuse.
I like McCord. If you're a Nebraska fan, this might have made you cringe, this line by Fornelli. Ohio State continues to have an impressive collection of skilled talent to take the load off the QB, and the defense is stacked from front to back.
Though they are. They brought in one of the best safeties in the country from Alabama, right?
Yep.
I mean, they're loaded.
They're going to be a bear.
They are going to be. And then on defense, they lost nobody.
No.
They lost nobody.
Yeah.
Anyway, who else do we got?
A few more. I can't do all of them out of time here. But the Ducks can win the Big Ten in their first season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is gone to the NFL. Dylan Gabriel to replace
That's
him.
That's right.
Which Dylan is a nice addition from Oklahoma.
Do you know the thing
I think he'll be so good.
Dylan Gabriel will be good. And you know what people are going to be? Some people that don't follow West Coast football will be taken aback. Oregon will be one of the most physical teams in the Big Ten.
What I loved about Lanning, they interviewed him about coming to, you know what he said? Instead of doing one of these comments of some sort where sometimes new coaches make like that, they're going to have to adjust to us. You know what he said?
What?
We got to be able to adjust to this league.
They'll be fine.
But I get it.
Yeah, I get what.
And then guess
saying.
What he said? We have to be good on both sides of the ball up front.
Yep.
We need to build this team up front.
I think they do that though.
They do it anyway.
Yeah, they're
because
loaded.
He's a Georgia guy. He knew why was Georgia good? He GA'd at Alabama. Why were they good? It was up front.
God damn.
So he's not trying to get some sort of magical new slot wide receiver.
No.
Exactly.
Thank you, God. God bless you. I'm going to tell you something, Jake. I watched them play Wisconsin in a bowl. I don't know. I'm going to say 3 years ago. and they play Wisconsin in a bowl. I stood and watched it because I was freaked out. They were more physical than Wisconsin. I was like, whoa.
They've done a nice job. Who else we got?
The last one, I want to get to this one. This title made me laugh because we know Tom Fernelli good with leads. He's a good writer.
Yes, he is.
Wisconsin, he says, the dairy raid is pasteurized, homogenized, and weaponized.
That's very odd.
About that from Tom Fernelli about Wisconsin.
Homogenized.
Yeah.
Pasteurized. Louis.
I think he was on fumes by the time he got to Wisconsin. Now you're a Big Ten rider, you got to deal with 18 teams. That would get old.
That would be a lot.
Yeah, I think by the time he got to Wisconsin, he was out of gas.
Kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it was.
It's a well-written statement there. We'll get.
I've not read the whole article. I can't wait to.
We'll get to more of the ones we missed here later on in the show.
Read it. It's fun.
I will.
It's a fun one.
Tom Delve Pinelli, into it.
The CBS. He's the off-season king for CBS Sports. When we come back, hey, you might want to plan a trip for Christmas for Nebraska basketball. Where are you headed to?
Hawaii. The 808. Oh,
there it is. There's the
mailbag.
Early break of the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.